After a four-month closure, Gibson's Wildlife Rehabilitation Center, GWRC, is once again accepting patients. The center reopened Jan. 2. GWRC, which cares for wild birds and small mammals in distress, closed its doors to new patients at the end of August as every cage, pen and aviary at the center was full. The closure was to allow the center to raise and treat the wildlife presently in our care, said a press release at the time. Decisions, options for the future of the 35-year-old institution are still being discussed among the board of directors, says co-founder Irene Davey, but for now, it's business as usual. The center is looking for a new location, ideally 4 to 5 acres donated or leased somewhere between Gibson's and Seashelt, as the center does not have enough space for all of the critters they admit, said Davey. The critters are still getting the best care we can give them, said Davey. But it's hard because we just don't have the space. Longtime animal welfare advocates Irene and Clint Davey founded the center out of their home just off Veterans Road back in 1988. Clint died in January 2020 and Irene has carried on running the center. As always, the center is looking for more volunteers and more donations. For more information about Gibson's Wildlife Rehab Center, visit gibsonswildliferehabcenter.org.